All right, y'all, welcome back in the Shed Talk. I had the opportunity to speak to a nice individual that actually wanted to come on to Shed Talk and let us know what her inspiration and her journey through life. And I said, obviously, I would love to, you know, the world needs to hear about, you know, your journey and your motivation, what you go through in life. Miss Monica, welcome in to Shed Talk. How you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for taking your time to actually come on here and talk to me.
Of course.
Yes. You know, so where are you from?
I am currently in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm originally from Eastern Kentucky.
Awesome. So, you know, like I said, we talked behind the scenes before, a little bit about your story and what's going on. So, Miss Monica, take the time and this, you know, can we hear a little bit exactly what's been going on and tell us about your journey in life?
I was born and raised in Eastern Kentucky. When I was 16, I had lung surgery that almost ended my life. Then that kind of, I always wanted to be a pilot in the Air Force, and that kind of, after I lost my lung, I couldn't really do that anymore. So I kind of had a...
Hold on. Real quick. You said that you lost your lung?
Yes. My lower left...
Your lower left what?
My lower left lobe of my lung was removed.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So obviously you still got more lung to yourself to, you know, be breathing, correct?
Most people have 5 lobes. I have 4.
Okay. Okay. So a little bit about that journey. Do you mind telling us a little bit about that?
I was playing soccer on the soccer field one day, and I passed out for whatever reason. I didn't know at the time, but I went to get my physical, like a preseason game, so I hadn't got my physical yet. And my mom told them what had happened, and they were like, well, we're going to do a chest x-ray just to make sure everything's okay. It was not. I had pneumonia. No signs or symptoms of pneumonia, but I definitely had it. When that came up, they found some spots on my lung. And they were like, you know, we might end up taking this out. We're going to kind of monitor it. So that was August of 2008. In February 2009, I had the surgery. And the surgery went wrong. My pulmonary artery exploded in surgery while they were trying to do something to it. It had like a pocket of infection on it. And it, like, the staples that they were trying to put back, it didn't hold, so it burst. They ended up taking my whole lower lobe. I was in a coma.
Wow.
Yeah, they actually had a moment of silence for me at the basketball game I was supposed to be cheering at that night, because they didn't know if I was going to make it. So, yeah.
That is, sorry to hear about that. But you know what? God had a plan with you, and he still does have a plan, and he's still working on you, and you still are here for a reason. That definitely is a journey right there. I mean, that alone, you know, I could not imagine that. So, you know, moving forward in your life, how, after that happened, what did you pick up after that?
I mean, so I was determined to get better from that. It did kind of crush my whole world, you know what I mean? Because I had, like, spent the past few years, like, okay, I'm going to be in the Air Force. Okay, I'm going to do this. Like, and that was just gone, you know? And so that was kind of a tough reality for me for a bit. There was definitely, after having a major surgery, it was like very, a lot of depression. Like, I still pushed through. I was back running, you know, track, spring track. So, and getting ready for soccer. And I was a cheerleader as well. So some cheerleading stuff, but.
So you're talking about after you had the surgery, you went back out and stayed active.
Yeah. 6 weeks after my lung surgery, I was running track.
Oh my gosh. I mean, there's people out there that go through stowing their toe off a table and they're down for weeks.
Yeah. So my mom was like, well, the doctors told her she couldn't lift any weights, but she could, she felt like, but I don't think he realized that she was trying to run, you know, like, I don't think he realized how determined she was to get back at it. And I mean, it wasn't easy. I had some like issues, like with pain, of course, you know, I lost a part of me and literally, and so like getting up in the mornings, my back would be hurting and it might take me an extra minute to get up, but I still was like going to the track, running, doing my relays, running around the house. I was on it with everything. Monica,
you know, like this is, you know, let's stop for a second here. Cause if this isn't just like, you know, break a arm, you know, you, that was your half of your part of your lung that was removed. And what was your motivation? Like at this young age, what was your motivation to want to continue to do this?
I've always had the mentality of minor setback, major comeback.
Okay, I like that. Minor setback, major comeback. I like that. I need to put that on a shirt out there. You know what I mean?
I think it is a saying. I do. I don't think I can take credit for that one, but it's just like the mentality I have. It's like, you keep on keeping on, you know, like you just keep going. And I mean, that's not to say I don't have moments where I do want to give up or I haven't given up on things before. But in that situation, it was just like, okay, like I run. That's what I do. Like I love to run. I'm not going to let me losing part of my lungs.
Yeah, yeah. Let that define you and your outcome on life and who you are as a person. That's amazing right there. That's something to overcome. I'm glad to see that you're in a healing journey. Let me ask you another question. As far as in after school, what did you decide to go with on that? What was part of your journey?
So I went to college for a little bit, but I did not do well. I did not take it seriously. And I mean, I grew up in a pretty strict household. So it was like I went from not being allowed to do anything to complete freedom overnight. And the choices I made when I had the freedom were that of an 18-year-old, you know, like.
Right.
Yeah. So I did go to school for a semester, but it didn't, I didn't do very well in that.
Yeah. So after college didn't pan out, which it doesn't a lot for a lot of people, you know what I mean? You can check it out. You never know unless you try it. What did you do after college was not your calling, if you will?
I went there for a semester. I moved, so that was back home in Eastern Kentucky. I moved to Nashville to be closer to my father that December after the first semester. And I kind of just knew I wasn't going back. And, right. You know, I went through some depression with that. And I had some serious issues for a little bit because, like, I didn't know what to do.
Right. You're trying to find your way in life and you don't know exactly what you want to do.
Yeah. So I ended up, that was December. I met my ex, my first baby daddy, I guess.
Right.
Daughter's dad. We've known each other since middle school, but we started dating that spring, like May, June, and then I had Zoe the next May. So.
Right.
Mom, I worked at a daycare as a pre-K teacher for a while. That was one of my first jobs back home, so it was just kind of something that I knew I loved and that I could do, and Zoe could, oh, sorry, Bug could go with me to school. So
right. That's all good. So while you're going through that, you know, what pretty much evolved you to where you're at right now? Like, tell us exactly what, you know, to where you're at this present moment. What's going on?
So currently, I do have a regular 9-to-5, right. But stream on TikTok and do social media, and I model. I do fashion shows, I do photo shoots, and yeah, just any event that I can get involved in, I'm for the most part, you know, I'll go to pop-ups or whatever I can get into. And I'm a mom. I am active on my children's PTO. I actually hold the vice president position there. I do a lot.
Yeah, you got your hands a little bit in everything. You know, we did talk about a couple of things that you said you wanted to touch base on. You said that you actually do modeling sometimes whenever you have enough time and you're available. You also said that you were dealing with anxiety at times. Can you explain how does that work whenever you're doing modeling and you're on like a runway and there's people watching you? How do you navigate through that process?
So, okay, for me, I started my healing journey almost 2 years ago now. And I work from home. Like I didn't really leave my house a whole lot. And for me, it was kind of a goal in my life when I was coming up. Like I wanted to be on America's Next Top Model. I wanted to be in fashion. Like I wanted to do that at one point in my life, and it kind of I had kids and I didn't think I could. So I was actually at another event, and I was like, I wasn't even gonna go to the event. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go. Like, it's positive self-talk. Like, you might not want to do it, but do it anyway. Do it scared. Do it. Just do it. And so that's what I did. And there was somebody who walked up and was like, hey, you know, I have a fashion line. Like, here's my card. And I was like, hey, I model. You know, just
Right.
like, you know, just. What, and then my bestie was like, yeah, she really does. Like, and so they were like, call me. And I did. And I called him on a Thursday. That Friday, they put me in a music video. And then they had a fashion show that I didn't walk in, but I, you know, like participate in back behind the scenes. And then I had a photo shoot that Sunday. And I just kind of like built from there. And it is very terrifying, but I just do it, you know?
So you got individuals sitting there like let's take us back to the first time you actually had to walk out there. What was running through your mind? And you have anxiety, like we all get anxiety some point in our life, but you have anxiety and you're about to go out in front of hundreds of people. How did you do it?
I like, so I will say, like, I've met some amazing people in the industry that who also, and like, they could tell that I was like a little nerd. I'm like, I don't think I can do this, y'all. And they're like, no, bro, you look fierce, like, you're gonna kill it. So just them, like, I give them a lot of the credit because I didn't think I could. And they kind of were like, no, you got this, you're gonna kill it, period. You know, like, just gassing me up completely. And I was like, okay. And I just did it, and it was terrifying, but I
Right. So how many shows have you done?
I've done two so far.
Okay, you've done two so far since you have been in the industry. Is this like your passion? Is this something that you really want to get into?
Yeah, I do love it a lot. Like, it is something that it does fulfill me, and it does boost my confidence, and it is good for my anxiety. And it does, like, I do want to continue with that journey. So,
I'm still trying to figure out how it's good for your anxiety being in front of that many people. That's sort of like not the kind of steps that people go through whenever they're trying to overcome their anxiety. But you know what? It works for you, and that's really good, right?
yeah, I mean, I've dealt with anxiety some in some form of my whole life, but like the past couple of years, like, since I went through a lot of personal things, like, it was almost like I wouldn't leave my house hardly. You know what I mean? So it was like one of those things, like, how am I gonna get better if I don't just try something? You know, like, I'm just gonna wither away on my couch? No. Like, live, and I want to have a full life, and I want to have life experiences, and I am now, like, it's.
You're full time mom and you're also an employee and you're an entrepreneur and you like to do the modeling. Is there anything else that you actually got your hands into that you like to do?
I'm very involved in my kids' PTO for their school. I love art. I haven't got to, like, I like to draw and like paint and oil pastel. I haven't got to do it in a while, but I've been back out trying to see what I want to create. I love music. I'm actually helping a country music artist with their social media platforms and trying to figure out what's going to work to get them out there. Music is a big passion for me as well. I think that might be maybe it. Yeah, maybe.
Right. You know what? Let's take it back for one step right here. Now, somebody who's actually dealing with anxiety, what kind of words of encouragement that you can kind of give somebody?
For me, just do it scared. You know, I have panic attacks on occasion. I have bad days, but I just keep pushing. Don't give up. Yeah. And one of my favorite coping mechanisms, like in the moment of a panic attack, is the like senses. There's this thing, and if you know, you know, like it's like five things I can see and hear, three things I can smell, two things I can touch, one thing I can taste. Like you can do different variations depending, but that's the general idea.
Yeah, that sounds like those are some good exercise that some people may want to implement in their journey of trying to overcome their anxiety. You know, Ms. Monica, it sounds like you've been through a lot. Now, real quick, touching back on your health journey, is there anything in particular that you do now in your life, being that you, you know, went through that major surgery to help out with your health?
I am a firm believer in progress, not perfection. So I just try and do better today than I did yesterday. So, you know, I've lost probably in between 50 to 60 pounds in the past year. And I cut back on the cold drinks. No, you know, I used to keep soda in the house. I don't anymore. I started subbing out a lot of things with ground turkey. You know, I just made small changes over a period of time, getting more active, getting outside, you know, instead of just sitting on the couch and withering away, you know? And so while my goal is always get up 5:30 and work out, I might not always hit that goal, but I know that I'm going to tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like I'm today, we stayed up too late last night. We didn't get up at 5 a.m., but we got up at 6, you know, we did a little bit of our workout. You know, throughout the day, I work from home, so I can do my, you know, calisthenics and stuff at the house when I get some. Right.
Yeah. That's awesome that you find some time throughout your day to, you know, stay active and changing what you eat. And that's a real big thing. And I'm glad that you actually opened your eyes up to that. You know, it takes some people go their whole lives and they never change the way how they consume food or what they consume. And you say that you lost that much weight over some time, and it was the way what you were putting into your system, and you cut out a lot of these processed foods and these sugar drinks. And as a mother, I'm sure you implement that stuff with your children as well. It's probably not easy because of, you know, stuff that's out there, but I'm sure you do your best.
I will say it is, like I said, progress over perfection. Do we have a cold drink? Yeah. Do we have it every day? No. You know?
Right.
You know, my daughter, she loves Dr. Pepper. That's her favorite thing. If she wants a Dr. Pepper, yeah, we can have one today, but you're not going to have one tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, it's definitely a give and take.
Right. So through your journey you went through a health issue, you know, you went through different problems that occurred with you in your life. And you bounce back, and you know, you're still dealing with your anxiety, I'm sure, daily, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I need to do this, you know?
Yeah, probably right now for this podcast here. You know, what kind of tips would you give anybody that is interested in getting into modeling, but they have anxiety?
I mean, just do it. Like, I know that sounds like sometimes the anxiety is crippling, and it is still sometimes crippling for me. But if I can, do you know what cognitive behavioral therapy is?
No. Can you explain that a little bit for my viewers?
Pretty much, it's like reframing your brain to think something that, like, here's the thought, like, oh, I'm horrible, right? I look awful. And the you reframe your brain to think, oh, like, that's not real. Okay, I look good today. You know what I mean? You just kind of change your mindset, and it's not easy. It's not. But the more you do it, the easier it becomes. Because I used to be a very negative person. I used to have a lot more, you know, negative thoughts, and they still come, but I reframe them. I'm like, oh, that's not real. You know, like,
right, right. So you pretty much reboot the way how you think and your thought process, that you try to home in and focus on more positive things that are going on than the negative.
Yes.
That's amazing. It really is, Miss Monica. You know, that is like, that's a story to loan itself. I mean, you went through that health journey. And I mean, you know, like I said before, like, you know, with the chambers in your lung and you are operating with one less piece. And then you decided six weeks after to get back at it. And you weren't even an adult at that point in time. You know, you got some of these teenagers, they don't like to roll out of the bed for days on end. Sometimes they just want to walk around in their pajamas. You was up and at it, and you say you were doing track?
Oh yeah, I did the 4x1, 4x2. I did the long jump. I did, I think, the like 100 meter. Yeah, I did quite a few things in track.
Now let me ask you this question: as far as when it goes with your health, at this point in time, are you 100% healthy to where you're going to be at?
I don't think so. So, okay. You know, I'm not where I want to be just yet, but I'm getting there. You know, I'm getting active. It's been cold. So winter, you know, of course we're coming out of that like seasonal depression thing. So now I'm getting back in nature. I'm able to go to the track when the weather permits. I'm able to do more as the
right. Warm.
Yeah, we're going to be ready this summer, though. Like, it's going to be.
Yeah, you're looking forward to it. Yeah, we are looking forward to the springtime. As far as are you open to different modeling agencies in your area?
Yes, I am. I have built some networking skills, and I'm still growing and trying to, you know, find different things that I can do. So yeah, if you're watching this and you are an agency, hit me up.
She said, hit me up. And speaking of that, Miss Monica, what are some ways that people can get a hold of you?
I am on Instagram and TikTok. It's BlessedMo615.
Awesome, Miss Monica. You know what? That story alone is inspiring, and it's motivation to a lot of individuals, and it makes people, you know, want to get up and go for a walk and, you know, do what they got to do. I really do appreciate you, Miss Monica, for taking your time to come on here on Shed Talk and talk to me.
Thanks for having me. This has been such a fun.
Awesome. So you heard that down there, everybody in Nashville, Tennessee, reach out to Miss Monica. I will have her links in this podcast. She's interested in entrepreneurship and she's willing to work with different individuals. So again, this is Shed Talk, and I am Sean, and thank you for listening.